Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, what's that? What song is that, Nixon? You know?
TNT.
What song?
Shoot to Thrill.
You gonna sing for us, Nixon? Come on, you did that in the clinic. You can do it again. How does he start singing?
Hey, lyrics count or what?
High voltage!
Alright.
I don't know.
And those dirty deeds done dirt cheap?
I'm not sure.
Which one is it? I don't even know. You guys know AC. No, it's, yeah, you were right, man.
What's your favorite AC/DC song? That's Hamilton.
That's Hamilton.
With Nixon. Nixon's our little buddy from Australia.
I know.
What do you like, Nixon? What song?
All of them?
All of them.
You don't have a favorite? Nixon had an AC/DC t-shirt on when we met him in the
Hamilton's
clinic.
Hamilton's going on today.
Today, Nixon has a suit on.
You look sharp, Nixon. You look good.
You look good, man.
How you feeling?
Good.
You excited to be here? Yeah? Okay. All the way from... Where in Australia are you from?
Sydney.
From Sydney, Australia. And how long you been here for?
3.5 years.
So you're practically one of us,
yeah,
Nixon.
Yeah, you're American now.
Yeah, you've got to get rid of that accent.
No.
I said, when I said, good day, mate, and he said, that's a terrible Australian accent.
Was it bad?
Yes.
Yeah, it's bad.
Do you think yours is better?
Yes.
Well, do you think Nixon's is better?
No. Good day, mate.
There you go.
What do you like best about America, Nixon? Nothing?
Did everything goes wrong?
Everything goes wrong in America? Why, it's better in Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what about food? What about music? Sports?
Sports over here.
You like sports over here, Hamilton?
Yeah.
You guys are big golf fans, huh?
Yeah, we're riling off all the golfers. He likes Nixon likes Tiger Woods. Hamilton likes Ricky Fowler. Right?
So Nixon was it was Hamilton's birthday on Monday, and Nixon was dressed up as Tiger Woods. He played the whole 18 holes and dressed up as Tiger with red shirt, black pants,
really?
and Hamilton dressed up as Ricky with the orange shirt,
the hat, and everything.
And the hat and the pants.
Who won?
What'd you do? You just
Mom
played.
Mom drove the cart.
I won.
Played actual
won.
Golf.
Yeah, yeah. We managed. We had a week of no clinic,
oh.
So we had. About 7 days away, and every day we played golf.
Did you?
Yep.
Every single day.
And you were 200 holes. Did Tiger win or Ricky?
Ricky.
Ricky beat Tiger?
Is that true? Tiger. When Tiger outdrives Ricky, he gives him the fist pump and then just walks off, beats you, does a mic drop with his club and walks off.
You didn't go to Perkins after you went to play golf, did you?
No.
And then he went back to pick up his club.
Oh, there you go.
Oh. You like golf, Nixon? Would you rather be a professional golfer or a rock and roll guitarist?
That's a hard question, Nixon.
Golfer.
Oh, wow. You didn't expect that answer, Hamilton, though?
No, I did not expect that answer. I was expecting rock star.
Yeah. So how did you guys wind up at Dana-Farber? What's the backstory?
No idea.
The bad story. One Friday afternoon on Thanksgiving last year, Nixon wanted to go swimming after he'd been skiing all day, and he was ready first, which is Nixon takes getting ready really seriously. He was ready first, and I noticed a little tiny rash on his foot. I'm a bit of an overreactor, and so I said to Sean, "I think we need to get this checked out." Sean's like, "Yeah," because I overreact, Sean normally says, no, don't worry about it, it's fine. But this time he's like, okay, I'll take him to the local hospital up in Vermont. And at 10 o'clock at night, in a local hospital in Vermont, they were about to discharge him, thinking it was a virus, even said he could ski the next day. And they called a pediatrician in University of Vermont Hospital in Burlington, and they said, take a little blood test, because there might be bacteria. And the bacteria, that blood test returned a white blood cell count of 112,000. And normal is about 10,000. And Sean was in one hospital with the car. I was in the hotel
with me,
with Hamilton asleep, and he had no cell phone service. So this doctor that I'd never met rang the hotel room at 10:39 p.m. Told me my little angel had was very, very sick and had leukemia. And it was from there we ended up being, Sean and Nixon were taken to Burlington from the little hospital in Copley by emergency ambulance at midnight. Got some emergency platelets. He'd been skiing all day with no platelets, so he was very, very lucky to be with us that day. And then the next day we were transported by a great crew in the pediatric transfer services to a four-hour ride down the 89 and the 93 to Boston Children's.
With a stop for a cheeseburger.
Yeah, we stopped.
But I didn't eat the cheeseburger.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Yeah. No? You didn't want to have it?
I didn't feel too well.
No, I bet.
How do you feel now? How do you feel now, Nixon?
A lot better.
A lot better?
Good.
Yeah. Good. So do you guys live here now?
Yeah, we transferred here for my work, and we're planning on staying for 3 to 5 years. We're going to stay a little bit longer, make sure Nixon's okay. And
see what happens.
Because we've just been so blessed. You know, we come from 16,000 kilometers away from here.
Right.
And now we live four turns from what we consider to be the best gift ever, and that's the Dana Farber and Boston Children's.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go to a better place, right? It's not possible.
No.
Do they have places like that in Australia?
Yeah, they do. And from what I understand, the Jimmy Fund and Dana Farber work with hospitals all around the world, and one of the hospitals in Sydney specializes and works with the Jimmy Fund. And I think sometimes doctors correspond with each other, but we know that we get care here that we can't get back home in Australia. And we can't be as close as we are, and with us, Dr. Silverman and Dr. Schwartz, who are amazing and really special to Nixon. So
Dr. Mark,
we don't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah, we don't want to be anywhere else. Yep.
No.
We talk about it all the time, but and we try to point out the progress that's being made because of the donations, and nowhere else, no other disease have they done more to cure, not cure, but certainly control than ALL. So, I mean, over the last generation or two, they've made remarkable progress with the disease that your son has.
Yeah, and Nixon and Hamilton, well, Hamilton not so much, but Nixon's a little bit shy this morning, but even Nixon understands that we have an opportunity to give back. And so Nixon tells his story, and he loves going to the clinic. He dresses up every other day when he goes to the clinic. If it's not in his little suit, he wears his Mookie Betts outfit, because he wanted to get a Brock Holt one, but they couldn't get one, so he got Mookie.
Settled for Mookie.
Yeah, settled for Mookie. he goes as a policeman. The way Nixon can give back is by giving other people smiles, and he's actually said that the reason why I do it is I make other people smile. And the advancements that have been made is not just through monetary donations, it's the volunteers that are there,
right.
And some of the people that help out Nixon and Hamilton on a daily basis are just astounding.
What are you getting bored, Hamilton?
Yes.
So what's the plan, Nixon? What are you looking forward to next? What's the next big thing for you?
Well, school starts Monday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got school. I know, right?
Oh.
First grade, kindergarten, first grade.
First grade in America and second grade in New England.
England. Yeah. So the boys go to the British school.
Oh, gotcha.
International school, and so. I think the British decided to change up the numbers a little bit. And so Nixon's in year two there, which would be
year one here
in the pub,
gotcha.
In the system here.
Gotcha.
All right, well, good luck at school, Nixon.
Yep, we'll see you guys soon, hopefully back next year. We'll talk to you guys then, okay?
Next year, you'll bring your guitar, and you'll dress as Angus Young. What do you think?
thank you very, very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.